Let's read together Psalm 35. In this psalm, David prays for deliverance from the unjustified opposition of his enemies and prays for personal vindication and for divine justice. Let's begin by reading the first 8 verses of this psalm. Psalm 35, beginning with verse 1. Plead my cause, O Lord, with those who strive with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Also draw out the spear and stop those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Let those be put to shame and brought to dishonor who seek after my life. Let those be turned back and brought to confusion who plot my hurt. Let them be like chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord pursue them. For without cause they have hidden their net for me in a pit, which they have dug without cause for my life. Let destruction come upon him unexpectedly, and let his net that he has hidden catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. Let's begin our study of Psalm 35 with some background notes. Most likely, the occasion of this psalm is again when David was escaping from King Saul, who wrongly was chasing David in an attempt to kill him because of his insane jealousy. We see in these first 8 verses that David called on the Lord to fight for him and take up his divine spear and battle axe to defeat and humiliate the opposition, verses 1 through 4. David prayed that the angel of the Lord, that is the Lord himself, would drive away the enemy like chaff before the wind, verse 5. Let them be like chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. In Psalm 34, verse 7, the angel of the Lord was seen protecting the saints. Now here in Psalm 35, verses 5 and 6, the angel of the Lord is seen pursuing the sinners. David desired that his enemies would slip and fall and not find their way and be caught and destroyed in the net of their own making. Verses 6 through 8. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord pursue them. For without cause they have hidden their net for me in a pit, which they have dug without cause for my life. Let destruction come upon him unexpectedly, and let his net that he has hidden catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. Did you ever pray a prayer like that? Should you ever pray a prayer like that? Psalm 35 is known as one of the imprecatory psalms. To imprecate means to curse. We saw that Psalm 7 was the first of about 10 imprecatory psalms. Psalm 35 is the second imprecatory psalm in the book of Psalms. Now, the first impression that you generally have when you read one of the imprecatory psalms is that somehow it isn't Christian, because it seems that the psalmist is calling for God's judgment on his personal enemies. For this reason, many students of the Word have concluded that the psalmist was wrong from the divine perspective, but he is to be forgiven because he is writing during Old Testament times, before the teaching of our Lord and the New Testament. Well, I personally don't think that this is the right interpretation and explanation of the imprecatory psalms. Keep in mind that the imprecatory psalms emphasize the holy and righteous side of God's character. They clearly show God's authority over the wicked. They are not prayers for personal revenge because of a personal vendetta. No, they are calls for God's judgment on the wicked so that God's standards and divine justice will be maintained. And that brings us to our doctrinal or teaching points for Psalm 35. Doctrinal point number 1. Prayer for vindication is based on righteous living and not on personal revenge. Prayer for vindication is based on righteous living and not on personal revenge. Verses 9 through 16. Psalm 35, beginning now with verse 9. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like you? Delivering the poor from him who is too strong for him. Yes, the poor and the needy from him who plunders him. Fierce witnesses rise up. They ask me things that I do not know. They reward me evil for good to the sorrow of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled myself with fasting, and my prayer would return to my own heart. I paced about as though he were my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one who mourns for his mother. But in my adversity, they rejoiced. They gathered together. Attackers gathered against me, and I did not know it. They tore at me and did not cease. With ungodly mockers at feast, they gnashed at me with their teeth. In verses 9 and 10, we see that David is confident that the Lord will deliver him from the opposition, and as a result, he will rejoice and exult in God's salvation. Notice that throughout this psalm, David's desire for vindication is not based on a desire for personal revenge or because he has a grudge against someone. No. His desire for vindication is based on divine justice, as we'll see under our second doctrinal point, but also based on David's own personal integrity and righteous living. David knew that he was in the right, while Saul and his thugs were in the wrong. They had drummed up charges against David concerning things he knew nothing about. Verse 11, fierce witnesses rise up. They ask me things that I do not know. They repaid David evil for good. Verse 12, they reward me evil for good to the sorrow of my soul. Many of these men David knew personally from his days in Saul's royal courts. When they were sick, he had prayed for them and visited them and sorrowed for them. Verses 13 and 14. But now they had turned against David and joined others who slandered David and mocked David. Verses 15 and 16. David was not seeking personal revenge, but he did want the truth to be known because he knew that he had done what was right. In 1 Samuel chapter 24 and verse 15, David said to King Saul when they met at En Gedi, let the Lord be judge, and judge between you and me, and see and plead my case, and deliver me out of your hand. 1 Samuel 24, verse 15. We too can pray for vindication when we know that we are in the right, but never on the basis of personal revenge. Romans 12, 19 says, beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Romans 12, 19. Prayer for vindication is based on righteous living and not on personal revenge. Doctrinal point number two. Prayer for vindication is based on divine justice and not on personal triumph. Prayer for vindication is based on divine justice and not on personal triumph. Verses 17 through 26. Psalm 35, beginning now with verse 17. Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue me from their destructions, my precious life from the lions. I will give you thanks in the great assembly. I will praise you among many people. Let them not rejoice over me who are wrongfully my enemies, nor let them wink with the eye who hate me without a cause, for they do not speak peace, but they devise deceitful matters against the quiet ones in the land. They also opened their mouth wide against me and said, aha, aha, our eyes have seen it. This you have seen, O Lord. Do not keep silence. O Lord, do not be far from me. Stir up yourself and awake to my vindication, to my cause, my God and my Lord. Vindicate me, O Lord, my God, according to your righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, ah, so we would have it. Let them not say, we have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to mutual confusion who rejoice at my hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor who exalt themselves against me. Again, we see in these verses that David is not looking for personal revenge and personal triumph. He desires that the opposition be silenced, verse 25. And be ashamed and humiliated, verse 26. Not so that David could gloat, but so that God's standards of righteousness and divine justice would be maintained. Verse 24, once again, vindicate me, O Lord, my God, according to your righteousness. David knew that he was right and that his enemies were wrongfully rejoicing over him and maliciously lying about him and planning to trap him. Verses 19 through 21. But David also knew that no matter how long it would take, the Lord would rescue him and would vindicate him, and then he would publicly praise the Lord and thank the Lord. Verses 17 and 18. Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue me from their destructions, my precious life from the lions. I will give you thanks in the great assembly. I will praise you among many people. Verse 17 reminds us of Psalm 22, verses 20 and 21, where we have a similar expression that applies to our Lord. Verse 17, Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue me from their destructions, my precious life from the lions. And Psalm 35 certainly has a prophetic application in reference to the persecuted godly remnant of the future tribulation period. They will cry out for vindication based on divine justice, and God will answer. Prayer for vindication is based on divine justice and not on personal triumph. Practical application from Psalm 35. Let the Lord be magnified when we're vindicated. Let the Lord be magnified when we're vindicated. Verses 27 and 28. Let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of your righteousness and of your praise all the day long. Let me ask you, are you facing any opposition right now from people? Maybe even some who you thought were your friends? Are you praying for vindication? Not on the basis of personal revenge or personal triumph, but on the basis of the fact that you know you are doing what is right in this matter, and you want to see God's standards of righteousness and justice maintained. Are you willing to wait on God for your vindication as David did? Now, when God answers, and he will, who's going to get the praise? Are you going to gloat, or are you going to magnify the Lord? Illustration. I know a Christian leader who was wrongly accused of mishandling church funds. All kinds of lies were said about this brother by fellow believers. Now, I remember having lunch with this Christian man and expected to hear a lot of vengeful talk. But there was none. In fact, he realized that God was using this unfair treatment he was experiencing to move him and his family to a different church where he is faithfully and joyfully serving the Lord today. With time, this brother was fully vindicated. He has continued to magnify the Lord with no hard feelings or demands. Could this be said of us? Let the Lord be magnified when we're vindicated.